Bookworms by Fezzador. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of J.K. Rowling. Chapter 13. Trouble with Trolls. And just like that, September had come and gone, and October was flying by just as quickly. Harry Potter, despite being the boy who lived, was only a sliver of the celebrity Kellan Grimseth had become. After all, it wasn't Harry that saved Daphne Greengrass from falling to her death during a flying lesson. It wasn't Harry that made the Gryffindor Quidditch team as a first-year player. It wasn't Harry getting immaculate marks in all of his classes, or studying from textbooks meant for older students. Kellan was the talk of the whole Gryffindor house, and it wasn't to Harry's chagrin, quite the contrary. If anything, Harry felt relieved. Kellan and Hermione had become very, very close over the first couple of months of their first term at Hogwarts. Although they both insisted that they were merely friends, they could on occasion be spotted holding hands in the common room, or Hermione would lean her head on Kellan's shoulder. After their evening meal on the day before Halloween, Hermione made a startling revelation to Kellan while studying in the Gryffindor common room, although shocking it wasn't entirely unwelcome.
Kellan, Hermione said in a soft, shy voice, I'd like to talk to you about something. Please hear me out, okay?
Sure, Hermione, Kellan replied. You can tell me anything, you know that, right?
I do, responded Hermione. It's rather hard for me to say this, but I can't keep this bottled up forever. I think I'm falling for you.
Kellan blinked.
You what?
Hermione nodded, her eyes filling with tears. Her voice got even softer.
You heard me. I'm starting to fall in love with you.
Wow, Kellan breathed. That's an awful lot for me to take in.
It's okay if you don't feel the same way, Hermione said, almost in a whisper. I'm not sure I'm ready for that kind of a relationship, but I can't help these feelings. You're so unique, Kellan. I've never felt this way about a boy before. You're very different than any other boy here at Hogwarts. You're so brave and selfless. You treat me better than I deserve, and you're gifted beyond description.
A couple of teardrops leaked from her eyes. Kellan smiled at Hermione. I appreciate you being honest and open with me. You're kind, you're beautiful, you're bright. You've got the whole package. I'm not sure if I'm ready for a romantic relationship either, because we're just firsties, but I'd also be lying if I said that I didn't feel a little something for you as well.
Hermione flung her arms around Kellan and started sobbing softly. Thank you for not turning me away, Kellan. I wouldn't blame you if you did.
Why would I do that? Kellan asked. You're my best friend. I kept telling you the day we met on the train that I accept you for who you are, and hope you accept me for who I am, because I have my flaws despite my gifts.
He whispered into her ear.
You're the best thing that's ever happened to me, Hermione Jean Granger. I sincerely mean that.
Hermione giggled. You're the best thing that's ever happened to me, Robert Kellan Grimseth.
She planted a smooch on his forehead.
I sincerely mean that as well.
The next day was Halloween. The day had gone about as well as could be expected. Hermione had even gotten Gryffindor 5 house points for successfully demonstrating the Wingardium Leviosa spell in charms. Kellan was especially proud of her, as he was the one that was expected to win Gryffindor House points for classroom excellence. He gave her a side hug, and Harry and Ron gave her high fives for her efforts.
It's about time someone else besides Kellan got Gryffindor some house points for being small, Ron said as the four friends left the classroom.
Don't get me wrong, Kellan's awesome, but he's not the only clever clogs in our house.
He clapped Hermione heartily on the back.
I'm proud of you for stepping up and showing us what you can do, Hermione. Keep it up.
Hermione blushed.
Thanks, Ron. I could have stepped up earlier, but to be honest, I've been holding back on purpose.
What's that? Ron asked.
You're brilliant just like Kellan, and he doesn't have your common sense.
He smirked at Kellan.
No offense, mate.
Kellan chuckled.
No worries, Ron. I know you meant well.
Hermione shrugged.
I had a bit of a reputation at my old muggle school. I was the bossy teacher's pet, and I didn't want people here to resent me for the same reasons. Kellan's taught me a lot about humility. It's better to be smart and helpful than to be smart and bossy.
Well, I appreciate that, Ron replied.
But it's okay to be smart, Hermione.
You must have done a good job working on that if that was something you were really worried about.
Harry, Kellan, and I all like you and respect the mess out of you.
Absolutely, Harry added.
If you see an opportunity for points in the class, you should take it, Hermione.
To my knowledge, there isn't anyone in Gryffindor that dislikes you.
Hermione smiled broadly.
You mean that, Harry?
Why would I lie to you? Harry asked.
I know you don't think you have a lot of friends because you're quiet and introverted, but trust me, you'll be hard-pressed to find any Gryffindors saying an unkind word about you.
Well, that's very sweet of you, replied Hermione. I didn't think that many people cared, but I believe you.
The friends made their way to the Gryffindor common room to get started on their schoolwork before going to the Great Hall for supper. Being Halloween, there was a special feast planned for that evening, so everyone was naturally excited. Just before 6 o'clock, they made their way down to the Great Hall. Kellen and Hermione made a quick pit stop at the Slytherin table to talk to Daphne for a few minutes before the feast started, but instead of seeing the usual bubbly Daphne, she had a rather worried expression on her face.
"Oh, hiya, Kellen and Hermione," she said, forcing a smile.
"Hiya, Daphne," Kellen replied. "Why the long face? Something must be bothering you. You don't seem to be yourself."
"It's Pansy I'm worried about," Daphne replied. "She and Draco got into a rather nasty argument in class earlier, and she's been in the girls' loo since class got out this afternoon, and she hasn't come out."
"It's Halloween," Hermione said. "Surely she'll come out for the feast. It's been a couple of months since we had one like this."
"I don't know," replied Daphne. "Draco said some rather nasty things, and she's been a wreck all afternoon. Tracy and I tried talking to her, but she'd just been inconsolable. I know you mean well, but I doubt there would be anything anybody can do to lift her spirits."
"I'm sorry to hear that," Kellen muttered. "I know we're not close, but maybe since I'm the antithesis of Draco, maybe she might be receptive."
"I don't think she's in the mood to talk to anyone right now," Daphne said rather somberly. "She just needs some time to herself, is all. But I haven't seen a boo-hoo like this since before Hogwarts."
"I know I'm a Gryffindor git and all, but I'll gladly talk to her, or at least listen to her if she just needs to vent. I'll be there for her," Kellen offered.
"Don't say that about yourself, Kellen," Daphne said. "And you're a sweetheart, and she knows it. She just needs some time, like I said. She'll come around soon enough."
"I hope so, Daphne," Kellen replied. "Hermione and I are about to head back to the Gryffindor table. I hope Pansy comes back here soon, and if she does, tell her we said hello, okay?"
"I will," Daphne replied with a small smile. "It was good seeing you too. Enjoy your dinner."
A few minutes later, the feast was underway. There was no sign of Pansy, and Daphne and Tracy were really starting to get worried.
"This is really unlike her," Tracy said to Daphne in between bites of baby back ribs.
Daphne could only nod sadly. Suddenly a turbaned figure bolted into the Great Hall in a panic. It was the Defense Against the Dark Arts instructor, Professor Quirrell.
"Troll!"
he exclaimed in between gasps.
"Troll in the dungeons!"
he careened toward the table reserved for faculty and staff.
"Just thought you ought to know,"
he wheezed, just as his eyes rolled into the back of his head, and just like that, he fainted. The whole Great Hall went into an uproar. Students began to panic, and even faculty members appeared to look restless. Professor Dumbledore, however, appeared to remain calm, cool, and collected.
"Silence," he said in a controlled yet commanding voice. "Prefects, please escort your charges to your respective dormitories. The teachers will go to the dungeons to deal with this situation."
"Pansy," Kellen said under his breath. "She's in the dungeons. I've got to do something."
"Kellen, please," protested Hermione. "You're an amazing wizard, but you're only going to get us killed, or worse, expelled. Please let the faculty handle this."
"They don't know that Pansy's down there," Kellen said. "I have to save her before she gets killed."
"She's right, Kellen," Harry said. "You really ought to stay here. You're too valuable to us to risk getting seriously injured."
"She's still worth saving," Kellen said. "She may only be an acquaintance, but it's the right thing to do. My mind's made up. I'm going in after her, and there's nothing any of you can do to stop me."
"Please be careful, Kellen," Hermione pleaded. "I'll never forgive myself if you don't come back."
As the prefects began shepherding students from their respective houses, Kellen made his escape and bolted downstairs to the dungeons to bail out Pansy. He burst into the girls' lavatory and found a pair of gray knee-high socks and black penny loafers in the last stall.
"Pansy?"
Kellen asked.
"Crimseth?"
Pansy asked, thoroughly confused. "What are you doing in the girls' loo?"
"Pansy, there isn't much time to explain," Kellen said hurriedly. "There's a mountain troll on the loose, and I've got to get you out of here."
"Mountain troll?"
Pansy asked. She started to panic.
"I promise nothing will happen to you, Pansy. Please trust me," Kellen said as calmly as he could.
"Okay, Kellen," Pansy replied. "I trust you. Lead the way."
Just as she exited the stall, an enormous, ugly troll crashed through the door into the lavatory. Pansy screamed bloody murder.
"Stay behind me, Pansy," Kellen said. "I promise that troll won't hurt you."
The troll spotted Kellen and Pansy and took a mighty swing with its cudgel. It knocked several sinks off the wall as the two were able to dodge its deliberate attack. The troll then started to single out Pansy as it figured Pansy to be the weaker link. It took a mighty swing, but Kellen pushed her out of harm's way. But unfortunately, the club struck home on the right side of Kellen's chest, knocking him back several feet. Kellen was injured, but had enough fight left in him to cast a single spell.
"Immobulus!"
he screeched, waving his wand at the troll. The troll froze in place. Kellen coughed a couple of times, and several small drops of blood fell on the floor.
I'll get help, please, he wheezed. You're safe for now.
Pansy nodded, but before she left the bathroom, she knelt next to Kellen, who was lying on the floor.
Kellen, you're the bravest boy I've ever met. I'm sorry I doubted you before, but you're a true hero, and I'll be forever thankful for what you've done. I'll see if I can find someone who can help.
She gave him a little peck on the cheek.
Thank you for saving my life.
Kellen smiled faintly, then passed out. A few minutes later, Pansy returned with Professor Snape.
Kellen Grimms has saved my life, Professor, Pansy explained. He cast a spell called a Mobulus to freeze the troll, which bought me time to get help.
Snape, however, was not in good spirits.
Mr. Grimseth might have saved your life, but that Gryffindor fool deliberately defied the headmaster's explicit instructions to return upstairs. I will have no choice but to dock Gryffindor 50 points for his reckless behavior, and as for you, young lady, you've just cost Slytherin 30 points for failing to attend the Halloween feast in the first place. I understand you and Mr. Malfoy got into a spat of sorts earlier, but you had plenty of time to get over your squabbling. Going forward, you will attend all school-sanctioned functions as they are mandatory. Do you understand me?
I understand, Professor, Pansy replied. I deserve it.
Professor Snape knelt down next to Kellen to review the extent of the damage caused by the troll.
Come, said Snape. We must get Grimseth to the infirmary without delay. He's lucky, as his injuries don't appear to be life-threatening, but he will be out of action for several weeks.
The next morning, Kellen woke up in a bed. But it wasn't his own bed, he was in the infirmary. Madame Pomfrey came by with some gauze and bandages.
How could Master Grimseth, you're awake. I have to change your bandages.
Kellen realized that the entire upper half of his body was stripped bare, and his chest was wrapped in white bandages.
You're one incredibly lucky young man, Madame Pomfrey continued. 3 broken ribs and a punctured lung. Mountain trolls can kill a full-grown man with a single stroke, but you made it relatively intact.
What about Quidditch practice and schoolwork? Kellen asked.
Out of the question, Madame Pomfrey replied. No Quidditch until term starts back up after the Christmas break. Your housemates will bring you your homework in the meantime.
Kellen groaned in frustration.
Here, drink this, Madame Pomfrey ordered. It doesn't taste good, but it'll help you heal a bit faster.
Kellen nodded and made a face as he downed the vile concoction.
Yuck, he spat. You're right, it's rather nasty.
Later that day, Hermione arrived to give Kellen his homework.
Hi, Kellen, she said. I'm sorry to see you in the infirmary like this. I heard you saved Pansy's life. I hope losing 50 house points was worth it.
Hi, Hermione, Kellen said with a grin. I did what I had to do, with no regrets. She's safe, and if I didn't find her, she might not be here today.
You really need to slow down with the knight in shining armor routine, Hermione sighed. You very nearly died yourself. Maybe this is the wake-up call you needed.
You're probably right, Hermione, but I really don't feel like being lectured right now. Please, just stay with me for a bit if you can.
Kellen looked into Hermione's eyes pleadingly.
I can't stay too terribly long as this is our free period, but I'll be back this evening, Hermione said with a smile, I promise.
Good, because I can't wait, Kellen replied softly.
He returned the smile.
For the full text of this and other stories by the same author, visit the AO3 page of Fezzador. Music is The Industrious Ferret by Kevin MacLeod. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find other stories that I've read, as well as a link to my Discord server and other ways to support what I do. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.